Thank you very much. Good morning to you all. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, and dear friends, it's my great honor to address you here today in Geneva during the high-level segment on Conference on Disarmament. We are all faced with the many new challenges and significant changes in the geopolitical landscape, the growing problem of terrorism and radicalization around the world, new conflict zones everywhere, the migrant and refugee crisis, a shift in powers and relations between countries and regions in the world, just to name a few. Security and stability is strategic interest and a cornerstone of Bosnia and Herzegovina foreign policy, something we probably share with many of you here. It's simply a prerequisite for economic and cultural development, international trade, as well as for bilateral and multilateral cooperation in various areas with other countries. In today's world, the security and stability of sovereign state is endangered through many traditional, but also quite a new non-traditional ways by various actors on international scale. The growing unconventionality of threats to stability and security requires comprehensive response. Bosnia and Herzegovina, as one of its strategic foreign policy goals, seeks full membership in the EU and ever closest cooperation tools with the NATO, and has always supported effective multilateralism and the rule-based international order. The United Nations system represents moral authority and the form of international legitimacy in a world that is increasingly continued to challenge global rules and norms. As a core of the multilateral system, the UN are indispensable for ensuring the maintenance of international peace and security. The current continuously changing and challenging security environment concerns us all. Regional conflicts, international tensions, military buildup, the global threat of terrorism, the continually changed and strained the global non-proliferation and disarmament structure. And the Conference on Disarmament as the single multilateral disarmament negotiation forum has a crucial role in all of this. The CD and its predecessors have negotiated many major multilateral arms limitations and disarmament agreements, such as the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, the Biological and Toxic Weapons Convention, the Chemical Weapons Convention, and Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, just to name a few of them. Yet, while we don't need many words to convince ourselves or others of the significance and necessity of the CD, it's no secret that the CD finds itself in a stalemate for a while now. The UN Secretary General and the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs have, on several occasions, expressed their continued support for the CD and their engagement to bring the CD back on track. Many member states and non-member states of the CD remain deeply concerned by the ongoing stalemate and the continued failure to agree on the program of work. It is encouraging, however, to see the valiant effort by several presidencies of the CD members to try to find common ground and break year of deadlock. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a state party to the Anti-Personnel Landmines Convention, a state party to the Cluster Munition Convention, a member of the Biological Weapons Convention, and a high contracting party to the Convention of the Certain Conventional Weapons and all its protocols. In some of these, Bosnia and Herzegovina takes a more active role than in others, but we put them all on equal footing when it comes to their significance and impact. And even though we are not a member of the CD, Bosnia and Herzegovina on the regular basis participates in the work of the conference as a non-member state. We welcome the efforts by the Ukrainian and now the UK presidencies in the year's session, as well as efforts by other presidencies in previous sessions. Despite the fact that due to diverging views, no consensus was reached, the exchanges, whether they were from the Way Ahead Working Group in 2017 or discussion on the subsidiary bodies in 2018, provide quite useful to better understand different positions and concerns of states. The UK new proposal decisions on the conference to establish subsidiarity bodies and special coordinators for the 2019 session is a positive step in the right direction, as there is no consensus for launching negotiations on any issue at this time. The creation of subsidiary bodies and special coordinator will provide necessary structure for the CD for the 2019 based on CD's four core issues: nuclear disarmament, fusel material preventing, and arms trades in outer space and negative security assurances. Regardless of complex dialogue and negotiations might appear or turn out to be, we simply must continue that process and find common ground to finally move the work of the CD forward. As a multicultural and multi-ethnic state, at the crossroads between East and West, Bosnia and Herzegovina has a rather complicated and very complex government structure. And just like the CD, Bosnia and Herzegovina works, lives, and breathes through the concept of consensus. And while it may be occasionally slow, possibly painful, and certainly not easy, it's a crucial and it's the only way forward. We do it because we know what it is at stake and what we want for our children and our future. The CD has important and a crucial work ahead, also crucial for our children and for our future, and we need to find a way together to move that work forward. Substantial political will and creation thinking from all of us are minimum to overcome the impasse. But we do need to move forward, to stop worrying trends, to restore dialogue and trust, and to move from confrontation to cooperation so that we can face these crucial global challenges together. I thank you all.